Welcome to episode 40 of the SuperOffice podcast, where we delve into the heart of business technology and innovation. I'm your host, Hans-Christian Grønslet, and today we're exploring a crucial aspect of maintaining your business health and agility. In this episode, we're focusing on what we affectionately term a health check of your CRM system. It's an essential tune-up for the engine that drives your customer relationships and business processes. To shed light on this vital topic, we have a special guest, Øyvind Urdal, our esteemed service director at SuperOffice. Øyvind will unpack what a CRM health check involves and why it's akin to visiting a business doctor. In the ever-evolving landscape of business, where competition shifts, new employees come aboard, and objectives transform, it's crucial to ensure your CRM system remains in peak condition. So, join me as Øyvind shares practical tips and insights on keeping your CRM system aligned with your changing business environment. Whether you're looking to optimize your current setup, or just curious about the health of your CRM, this episode promises to be an eye-opener. Stay tuned as we dive into the insightful conversation, and let's discover together how a health check can rejuvenate and propel your CRM system to new heights. Again. So, hello everybody. Welcome to a new episode of the SuperOffice podcast. We are getting closer to Christmas. Things are hectic and, trying to get this guest of mine today. He's keen on being on the radio show or the podcast, but he's quite busy too. So, I want to welcome Øyvind Urdal. He's the service director of SuperOffice Norway. Welcome, Øyvind.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while since you were here the first or the second time. So yeah, I missed you.
Yeah, me too. I think last time we talked, I was on a train, maybe.
Yeah, it was quite funny because you were sort of in the middle, so there was some noise noise in there. Yeah. Today, I think we're in the same building in Oslo, the Christmas house.
Yeah, correct.
But you know, in this digital world, we are sitting in each other's studio.
Yeah, that's how it's gotten.
Yeah, that is. Okay, anyway, today's topic is something that I think is of relevance to all our customers, or basically everybody who works with CRM. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I think it affects everyone using a computerized system to support them. And yeah. We'll get into the details, I guess.
Yeah, we will. And the topic is actually health check. And, the first, when you talk about health check, I was thinking on, going to my doctor and checking out all these blood samples and, all the things that you need to do every year. And then they come back to you and say, well, this is good and this is good and this you need to improve and stuff like that. Isn't that a health check too?
Yeah, of course it is. And I think everybody does this because they want to know how are they doing. And it should be the same for the systems you have. Is it okay? Is it as it should be? Or is it something we should look into to get it better?
Yeah. And now we're talking, about companies and how they have implemented CRM systems and other systems. And like you say, they are super keen on getting everything right when they buy or invest in a new CRM solution. Mm. The ambitions are high, everybody's keen and motivated, and then time flies. And what happens over time, Evan?
Yeah, well, you get back to or you follow your daily routines and you don't focus as much on the system or the CRM system like we're talking about now. And that's nothing wrong with that, but I think that's where we, as a partner, with our customer, help them push the finger on the things that we see they should do something about, and keep them on the edge, and together find out what do you really need to do to get the most out of your investment, I guess.
Yeah. Is it fair to say that, you know, in challenging times, or any times actually, times change and companies change and strategies change? You know, the board of directors are active, they want to see some change, they want to grow more, they want to, you know, all these typical financial areas that they want to improve in. And if all around you changes, then you have to adopt your system as well.
Yeah, for sure. And we see that that's the, I guess, the most common challenge for everybody having a CRM system. The ability to, it's not always big changes. There's small things that need to be changed to really fit how they work and get the most out of it. So, but it's that you need to set aside some time, and we have health check like we're talking about right now is one thing, but we also have a customer success program for our customers where we together with them help them govern their use of their CRM system. That's also a thing that think about when investing in a CRM solution.
Yeah,
so getting so a partnership with the vendor helping you. Because you know, we have the experience. We are dedicated to help our customers, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, that sounds like something everybody needs. So Health Check is a service that SuperOffice provides. And what it, tell us a little bit about the background. Why did we, you know, create such a service?
Well, you know, we have seen time and time again that what people really struggle with when it comes to a CRM solution is getting the users to use the system. They need to see the benefit. Why do I need to, is it just a reporting system or does it help me in the daily work? And that's one of the things they struggle with, to pinpoint the small stuff that makes every day even better, and that's why we, in a way, created this health check service to pinpoint those areas where we could help them. And you know, user adoption is one thing. Another thing is of course the process support. We talked about it a little bit. Things changes over time. The way you work, your organization, and so on. And if the system doesn't follow the changes, it will just, doesn't work like it intended. So that's what we pinpoint with the health check, I guess.
Yeah, and the process, typical process could be like a sales process.
Yeah.
You have a, how you approach net new customers or existing customers has a set of rules that if everybody follows it, is sort of the best practice to make the most out of your sales department.
Yeah, for sure. And it's also about, you know, one thing is the sales process. You can look at marketing, you can look at customer service. And also, if you have a customer program you like to follow, that's also something you need to adjust over time and see how it fits your business.
Yeah. And you're talking about customer program. Give me an example of a customer program for the listeners here, Eivind.
Yeah, basically it's fairly easy and very difficult, but it's all about having an idea. You have to segment your customers, divide them into, you know, big, small, or A, B, C customers, and then also prospects and vendors and so on. And then you need to have some idea how often should you visit your A, B, C customers. And then when you have the frequency, you have to address, okay, what type of visits do you need to do with the different customers? You know, that's activity types. And then you set in this into a system in the CRM solution, and then it will help you to look out for, you know, customers who we have not visited. So then you will get a heads up on both that and also warnings when you should follow up your customers. That's basically a customer program.
Yeah, so you're automating the frequency of how to follow up customers, and of
Yeah.
course you have decided what is the success criteria in advance.
Yeah. And of course, with the super office, you of course make dashboards to really look at this. Then you can have that as a first picture when you start your CLR super office solution, and you will automatically see, okay, these are my customers that I need to follow up. So yeah.
All right, good. So the user adoption is one thing, and things changed, we mentioned, but customers also get new employees. You know, they were not there when they invested in that new solution, right? So you have to onboard new employees or into your routines, right?
And then you have to do some training, and you should also have some routine guides and or routine videos, which are more common nowadays, showing them how to use the system. And of course, how should you do your job using this system as a helping tool? And of course, the health check will identify certain stuff in your solution. But when it comes to usage, we also have some monitoring tools here at SuperOffice, anonymous, of course, but where we can see, the heartbeat, the temperature of the customer, and then also pinpoint if there are many users which are not using the system, then we can work on that. And so we have a lot of tools to help our customers with this.
So when you buy, if you're into sort of the one of the sales plans, you might not be utilizing all of the stuff there. And of course, talking to somebody from SuperOffice would enable that discussion to see if you have any benefit of using it, right?
Yeah, for sure. And that's really important. I mean, if they decide to have focus on growth and using the sales module of SuperOffice to do this, and also have a product register to pick from, and you see that there is no action in that area, then that's certainly something that if I was a customer, I wanted to know if that was happening. There we can help out.
Well, sometimes when when you go to the doctor and you always ask, how will you tell me if something is wrong or if everything's okay? Well, she told me that, well, if everything's okay, we're not going to call you. So we only call you if something's wrong, right? But in our health check, people are busy. People think they are using the system all the time, right? So, I've been in a couple of customer meetings and you ask them, how's it going and everything. And they say, great, we're using it a lot. And then you have your tools on the back end saying that, that might not be the truth, right?
That's correct. And I mean, engaging with customers like the health check up front, of course, we do our checkups of the customer before engaging, and then also we know why they implemented it in the first place, and then we also can get into their solution with their consent, of course, and then we can visualize with some dashboards, help them out, and see, make them really see the facts. And facts kills every discussion, and it's very interesting discussions coming out of those, viewing those reports, those dashboards, talking with the customer, and then really focusing on, okay, what do we need to do going from here? So
So
that's
getting that discussion is really key here for both the customer and for SuperOffice, really.
yeah, because as you say, even ourselves, we think everything is going smoothly, but if we really check beneath the hood, you could see certain areas that, oh, this is something we need to check up on and maybe redo. I don't know if you have talked about it here before in the podcast, but regarding the customer program, we have that in SuperOffice, and when we implemented that in our system, we got really surprised because there were a lot of big customers, A customers, which we call it, that we didn't have had a meeting with for over a year. And that's how humans are. They tend to meet with the customers that they know, that they have the best dialogue with, and they tuck away the others. And that's just human nature, I guess. And having a system for looking at this is a really good tool.
Yeah, and you're saying the keyword there, the system, because my experience as well, you talk to a salesperson and he knows everything or she knows everything about the customer, right? But if you look into the system doesn't know anything because, you know, you're using the wrong activity types or you might not even have archived the summary of the email, etc. So it also is about building a culture, of course, adding stuff to the system and measuring it on the other side. Okay, so what about some key examples here? What is the typical thing that you find in these health checks?
It's a lot of things, but for example, we're seeing you mentioned it, for example, types and documents. Those are important stuff in a CRM solution. Customers are thinking they are using it correctly, and when we look at the statistics for example, documents, we see that they have a lot of templates in there, and there was a good intention for putting them there, but when we look at it in the health check, we see that, the template is never used, or they have over 100 templates that have not been used in the last year, and then that makes, let me see. I just got a message on my computer saying it was going to restart. So hope it doesn't.
I can still see it. So.
That's good. We're still here. It's all about focusing on the things that you really use and take away everything else, which creates fuss and they don't know what to use and so on. So it's basically all about looking into removing stuff that you are not using. One other thing that we see is that people tend not to have the right information directly in their face. So using our new feature to visualize the fields, the necessary fields on the first page of every entity of SuperOffice, like the company, like the person, like the project and sale and so on. That's also something we look at when it comes to the health check. Another finding that we see is regarding the sales process. They have, let's say, a lot of companies have an intention of, you have a sales process for new customers, for example. Then you have, let's say, five phases of that sales process. And for each phase, you have a certain amount of activities and documents you should do. And then doing health checks, we see time and time again that they're using sales, but they are not adding the activities connected to the sales. Mm-hmm. So basically, if someone leaves the company or something like that, when you someone should take over, it's very difficult to understand, where in the process are we? What should we do next? And so on. So it's all about pinpointing those small stuffs to really get them going again.
Yeah, I can imagine, because you said that, you know, you have many templates and they're not in use. Maybe people tend to find the old quote and then you copy that rather because the template is out of date, right?
Yeah.
So what you're pointing at is that, you have some tools in there, but you need to keep those tools, the templates, up to date so that people find it relevant and valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And do not use the desktop for a template library and so on and copy those. That's just, not good at all.
Yeah. So finding you might see that, pipeline is declining, it's harder to win a sale. These are all valid reasons, but what we're talking about now is how to find the root cause and implement changes so that you actually can fix it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the most important thing to do. And also, We'll also look at the data quality of the solution when going into a health check. For example, in this, GDPR is still important, even though people don't talk about it that much longer, but it's still important. And what we also identify is that people have a lot of persons in their systems without email address, without a category describing where they are in the life cycle. And, if a customer is leaving the company, it's important that you tag the customer as a lost customer, for example. And then you have certain rules that apply if persons should be removed from the system or not. And to be able to do that, you need to have a segmented database, and you also need to have a really good data quality. And that's something that we really pinpoint in the health check.
I can see, especially that data quality part, internally in SuperOffice as well. We're running a data quality project now because we have a lots of suspects. We call it suspects before they become prospects. Yeah. And, we're an old company, so we've had these in the database for a long, 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 long time. Mm. And, when you work with new customers and new prospects, then it's more difficult to find them in the jungle or find the right tree in the big forest. Mm. So what we're doing now is identifying, and then we are using tools to enrich these prospects. Number one, are they still active or are they bankrupt or not active? Mm. And then you can also enrich them with the number of employees, for instance, or the business or industry they're in. And then, we're very defined on what is our ideal customer profile. So that means that we can delete everything which is not in our ideal customer profile. And then we can make these prospects come to life again and see who's engaging on our website or whatever it is. Yeah. So it's a continuous and constant thing that we have to nurture. Yeah. And that's SuperOffice. We're the owner of this solution. Yeah.
Yeah. But you said it also. We need to focus on this very often because it's the same for us. If we don't focus on it and change it, it will just not work for our employees. So it's a very important topic.
Yeah. How do you get ownership? I mean, you need to be some nerdy freak with data quality. That's a good, that's a compliment. Those customers, do we see different quality of data in one company from another company, depending on this type of people inside?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cares about data. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There is huge differences, and the companies that have people or what we call CRM responsibles with that focus and that mindset have a lot bigger success rate when it comes to data quality than others. And that said, it's not them alone making sure the data quality is good. They make sure there's an environment that everyone, when working with data in the solution, make sure that the data quality is there and make sure that they know what type of information is necessary and what do we not need. So,
And that's maybe key. You mentioned it, that you can now adopt the company card to show only the important things instead of all kind of fields in there.
Yeah, that's one of the best things that has happened to SuperOffice in the last years. In my mind, it's a simple thing, but it's a powerful feature as well. It requires one thing, and that's the development tool license, which is basically the same price as one user monthly. In terms of the health check itself, that also requires that the customer has a development tools license to be able to run the health check and do the changes that really need. So basically what we're saying, we say it in every country that SuperOffice is in, the development tool license is a must have for every customer that is really serious about CRM and want the best for their users, basically.
Yeah. That's good. You know, we talked about user adoption, and I would assume that the user adoption is a little bit different from, you know, if you're in the sales department, where it's more, it's up to you to use it. Nobody's whipping you unless you have a culture in there that says that it's not in SuperOffice, then it hasn't happened. You know, you might not get the commission if the sale is not correct, registered, things like that. You can do that in a smooth way. But when it comes to customer service, the adoption is more, you know, formed by the system, because every incoming request goes directly into the system and somebody has to respond to it.
Yeah, and that's true. But even though that's true, we also see, and that's also something we look at, is how long is a request lying there before someone actually takes it and responds to it, or transfer it to another employee. So even though it comes into the system, we also look on how to optimize the flow of the request, or the coming into the system. You can also look at, okay, how many, we call it ping pong, back and forth, before the real or answer is there. So there is a lot of stuff that we look at when it comes to handling requests, incoming requests, in the service module, to also optimize that in a greater way. One thing that also, for those who don't know, there is a new version of the service module at the moment available, where everything is basically integrated into the one solution, gives you a big opportunity on changing the way you work with requests, and also change the way all employees using SuperOffice are viewing the customer in a 360 manner. So yeah, that's a good thing.
Because I guess you're looking at categories of requests, and many of our customers, you know, they have incoming support calls or something. But, you know, with the new service, you can do a lot of things. I mean, you can do utilities management if you're in a property, or you can do lead management if you use the marketing, stuff like that. Is that things that you also go through in the health check to discuss it, or?
Yeah, of course, we are discussing it, and also here you have the opportunity now to change the way a request looks based on, okay, is it a financial request, or is it a support request, and so on. Then you can view different fields that are important for the ones that are going to handle that request. So that's very important and helps out the employees.
Okay, that's great. Okay, so there are myriads of examples here, but you know, what is the health check in practical? Will who gets it, and how long does it take, and what does it cost, and stuff like that?
Yeah, that's interesting questions. Well, I mean, in my mind, every existing customer of SuperOffice, everyone using SuperOffice, should do a health check at some point, in my mind, to really have someone else taking the temperature of your solution, and coming with some suggestions on how to improve, and how to get even better than they are. And this is something that we provide as a free initial service. It's for free. We spend some time with the customer, having a meeting with them, discussing what are your goals, and also what do you want to achieve, what do you feel you are not getting out of the system today. And based on that, then we enable the health check service on their solution. And we take out the information we need, and then basically we are, together with the information we have up front and the information we get from the customer, we present to them a way ahead, going further. And that is based on both our experience of 30 plus years on how to really get the most out of the solution, and also based on peers, you know, customers of the same size, customers in the same vertical, pitching in the best practice on how to work with the solution. And then it could be, so all of this takes about a day in total, some meetings and some making of the report and so on. And we present it, and then the customer can choose whether to act on it and go with our suggestions, or just take it as a flag that we are at a good point with our solution, even though we always find something. And then we could suggest, for example, for some customers, they really need to really revitalize their solution, going through, redo their sales process, for example, or the customer service process, reconfigure their solution. And there are a lot of outcomes of a health check, and nothing is binding. They can choose what they want to do. And some are even doing it themselves because we pinpoint it, and they are able to fix it themselves. So it's basically a service from us to help our customers get even better. That's, of course, free of charge.
That sounds like a Christmas present, right?
Yes, I guess.
Yeah. Or speaking about health checks, what was this expression? The first shot is for free?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So that's how we do.
Yeah, but I think, joke aside, I think this is a really good thing. And you've been doing this for some time and have good experiences from some of the customers already, don't you, Evan?
Yeah, we do. And I think those kind of meetings that we have around the health check are the most giving meetings, because we're able to really get to know the customer really well. We understand what they want to achieve, and we also have the facts on the table, and then we really can have some great discussions and also some great suggestions on how we can lift them even further. And how we can engage together to really get a solution that will give them, their money worth.
Yeah, and basically, I would guess this, or suggest that this is a good framework for CRM and administrators in our customers, because they might have a process today that they are trying all the time to improve the use of the software that they have invested in. And many of our customers are using their partners as well, so this could also be something that they can discuss with their partners, I guess, even though the offering might be a little bit different.
It could be a little bit different, but it's basically the same altogether, because it's all about us helping the customer out, reaching their goals, and we have different angles on how to address this. And our approach is the health check.
Yeah, so. Great. And it's your department, the consultants, who do this, because we have account managers, and they talk to our customers all the time. And of course, some of them are asking some of these questions, but it's a little bit different when you really dedicate some time and going into all the nitty-gritty details.
Yeah, and we often also involve the account managers in this process. So it's good for them as well to even get to know the customer even better how to help them out with their needs. Often we also involve the account managers.
Okay, great. So if you are using SuperOffice, you feel that it's a little bit off from what you're using today, or you want to accelerate the use and get some more benefits out of the solution that you already have, what is your best tips? Where should they contact us on the website, or on the community, or call their account manager?
They can do what they like, but all those channels are available. Our website is always open. Our community is there, and you have a lot of contact us forms, which will eventually get into our CRM solution, where someone will reach out as fast as we can, of course. Or if you have your account manager on the speed dial, it just call him or her, and we will initiate the health check without no problem.
That's cool. So, rounding up, Eivind, I always ask about some tips for our customers or administrators. Now, this has been the big topic, to revitalize or get moving, because you can't do everything at the same time. What would be the top priority in your mind that they should start with?
You said it. Doing a health check could show you that there are a lot of areas that needs some fixing, and do not try to fix everything at once. You have to focus on the most important stuff, and remember that there are people going to use this system, and for them, if you are changing the system, then it means you need to change the way you work. And that's the most difficult thing to really get all the people on board doing things differently. The change is always scary for most people. So it's important that when you find areas where you could improve, focus on the most critical things and then do it over time. So I guess that's one of the hottest tips I got.
Great. That's a good tip. I guess that covers everything that we should talk about, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. And it's
Yeah.
almost Christmas time now, so that's also good.
That is also good. Any big plans? Are you staying in the country?
I'm staying in the wintry Norway. That's really nice.
Sure
Cold and light.
is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much for your tips today, Eivind, and
Thank you.
thank you for listening, guys. See you next time.
Yes.
So that's a wrap, guys. As we close another insightful episode of the SuperOffice podcast, I want to extend a heartfelt thank you to all you listeners for tuning in. I'm your host again, Hans Christian Gronslet. It's been a privilege to share this journey into the health and optimization of your CRM system with you. Thanks to Eivind Urdal. If you found value in today's discussion or any of our past episodes, please consider subscribing to their podcast. By subscribing in your favorite podcast player, you'll be automatically notified about each new episode, ensuring you stay up to date with the latest insights and strategies in business today. Your thoughts, ideas, suggestions are what keeps this podcast growing and evolving. If you have any topics you're curious about or guests you'd love to hear from in future episodes, don't hesitate to reach out. Send your ideas and suggestions to me, hc@superoffice.com. We're always eager to explore new topics and bring in experts that can provide you with valuable knowledge. Thank you once again for joining us today. Until our next episode, have a great week and continue to thrive in your business endeavors. See you next time.